It's us, Free Farm Radio.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
This is Satomi.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You are no home of no family.
It's something I said, and maybe it's something I did. Maybe there's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? That recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Think back to when a kiss was more than hello, goodbye. When I noticed your haircuts, and when you told me white lies. When words like I love you were more than habit unchecked, you made me feel like I could walk on water. Now I'm up to my neck. Maybe it's something I said, and maybe it's something I did. There's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? Recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm.
Shotgun load, it's a combo, baby, we got a boom.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. Filling in for Detox Mansion. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. 12:30 today, I am going to be playing a very, very fun game with you, the listener, and can't be done without you guys. So please call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I'm telling you, I'm going to have a lot of fun with this. I promise. And I hope that you guys do too. So, before then, the Red Sox are the team that I just don't seem to really understand this year in particular. In case if you haven't heard the news by now, Chris Sale to the IL because, unfortunately, he has elbow inflammation. And he has pitched better as of late. I'll give him credit. He has. No question. The problem now is that you are now without your ace. You're without your ace. And for a pitching staff that has struggled as collectively without getting much help from the bullpen, in which that one, you had to recall Ryan Brazier. You had to call him out back up from AAA Pawtucket to take Chris Sale's spot. That Sale was pretty upset that apparently he told the Red Sox media relations staff that he needed time to gather himself before he spoke with the media. That there is a great deal of uncertainty right now in terms of his injury. The thing that's even concerning and even what's more worrisome is this. This goes back to what I was saying a few weeks back, that that Sale has yet to been able to stay healthy an entire season since being here in Boston. And now for a team that is having very slim, and I do mean very slim, playoff hopes, I'm not really sure. I wasn't even sure, even to begin with, whether if they really could truly make a run. And I'm still not convinced that they are. But now with Sale being out indefinitely, I don't know. Like, I genuinely just don't know. I don't see it. But that's not the point. The point is, you invested a lot of money into Chris Sale for the next 5 years. You did. And what you saw this season should really concern you in terms of his ability to stay healthy. I don't know how many Red Sox fans would I have to tell this to, but I'm gonna say this until the season ends. Chris Sale shouldn't have gotten that contract when he did. You should have waited. Dombrowski should have waited until the end of the season. And I'm not apologizing for saying that, because the truth of the matter is this. He's shown you exactly who he is in terms of he can't make all 30 to 32 starts. He can't. His body just has not been able to withstand the grind of getting through a full season. Not since he's gotten here, at least. And that part to me is pretty maddening if you're a Red Sox fan. It's got to be. Because when you see this now, and you talk about someone who truly is supposed to be a big piece to the puzzle, and a big piece for your team in regards to hopefully making a run, he's not going to be a part of that equation for who knows how long. No one knows at this point. Nobody knows how long he'll be out for. And especially considering that it's his elbow, his pitching elbow. If I'm a Red Sox fan this morning, I'm very concerned. Because right now here's the earworm. Right now, in terms of your wild card chances, the Boston Red Sox, they're 6.5 games out of the second wild card. And you got Oakland, who's a full 5.5 games ahead of you in the wild card standings. And right now, your elimination number, and oh yes, I'm going to talk elimination number. For the Red Sox, right now it's at 32. Otherwise known as a WCE. That's elimination number. And the E values are the mathematical calculations and do not take tiebreakers or remaining schedules into account. But so that's where you are right now. So what they do moving forward, that remains to be seen. But the loss of Chris Sale for an unknown amount of time is concerning. Because right now, it comes down to Eduardo Rodriguez, who pitched splendidly last night, tossing seven in the third innings of shutout baseball. He's gonna be absolutely even more important now, along with David Price. If he could turn things around, Rick Porcello as well. After that, question mark. Nathan Eovaldi starting today. Who knows? So the fact of the matter is this: the Red Sox, they need to figure this out, and they need to figure this out fast. There's no way in my mind at this point of the season, and this is why the loss of the waiver line is so huge. It's so huge. It's because you don't have that luxury anymore. Whereas you can go to the waiver market, see what's out there, bring them in, and then go from there. So if you didn't make any moves at the trade deadline, oh well, good luck to your team. Good luck moving forward. And who knows? I hope, honestly and truthfully, for his sake, that this isn't anything serious. I really don't. I hope it's not nothing serious at all, and that he'll be okay. But the fact of the matter is this. The Red Sox, because of their lack of depth, now you have a gaping hole on top of your rotation. Eduardo Rodriguez has been your best pitcher all season, but everybody else has been a question mark. Eovaldi included. Porcello, oh God, don't even get me started on Porcello. Price, he hasn't been right since this whole spiel with Dennis Eckersley. So, I don't know exactly what's going to happen next, moving forward. But that remains to be seen. And if they're going to make a serious run in the last, how many games they have left? 37 games left? Yeah. About 37 games? They need help. And they are in a world of trouble right now. They are. So we'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward. Coming up next, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, you may be in luck. You may be in luck. If you're thinking what I'm thinking, you just might be in luck. That and the much awaited game that I'm going to open up beginning at exactly 12:30 this afternoon. So you're going to want to stick around for this one. And as always, your phone calls are absolutely welcome at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This is the Shukri Wright Show, filling in for Detox Mansion. And this is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up. Smoke has cleared, she said.
more and more about less and less. Forgetting the love that we bring.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, filling in for Detox Mansion. This is Shukri Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. 5 more minutes until the much-awaited and anticipated game. Because, you know, the first several weeks of me being on the airwaves on this station, I've done a lot of sports talk, and, you know, and I love what I do. I'm very passionate about it, and I've always have had a very strong feel and connection in regards to sports in general. But today, of all days, for whatever reason, don't ask, I don't know why, I just have this inkling of maybe it's time that I do something a little different, completely out of the ordinary. So for the final 34 minutes of the show, I'm not going to talk as much sports. I'll talk some sports, but it won't be the primary topic. I need you, the listener, to tune in and call. Feel free to call 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. And, you know, wherever you may be living, whatever town that you're in or city, there are certain spots that actually make some really banging food. And I myself, being the food man that I am, I absolutely love, I love good food. I just do. I absolutely do. And for me personally, it's not so much as to like what type of food specifically. I just love good food, period. I just want to say what's going on to my buddy and former baseball coach in high school, Chris Gresko. And I just, what I really want to get, I want to get your take. I need you to call in the show. So I'm going to continue to say that over and over. Call in. Because it's only as fun as I could possibly make it if you call in. Can't be one person. So, come on. Lines are open. So, in exactly almost a minute and a half, about 90 seconds, we're going to start. We're going to start the conversation. We're going to start the game. And I personally can't wait to have this discussion. Again, call in the show at 855-915-WMFO. I won't bite. I promise. That's 855-915-9636. Definitely call in. So we got about 60 seconds. And I just want to wrap this portion up before we get started. We're in the dog days of August, and baseball now is at a point where I feel like, as a passionate, lifelong baseball fan, this is where things get somewhat stale before September, especially with the player call-ups, his roster span of 40 players and so forth. So it gets a bit stale, you know? But don't worry. You know one thing that makes everybody happy? Great food. Great food, right? So it's officially 12:30 now. Let the games begin. Shall we? Let the games begin. So you guys have known me now for about a month and a half. You know me as this guy who loves sports, you know, knowledgeable, comes across as passionate, and so forth, all that fun stuff. But for the next 30 minutes, this is not about sports. We're going to talk food. Ah, yeah, food. Great, great food. Because you know something? For every grown man and grown woman and grown adult, there's always that inner child that we all have. We all have it. Don't deny it. Accept it. Embrace it. We all get hungry. And when we don't eat, many of us get hangry. And I'll tell you something. There are some places in Boston in which I absolutely love. I absolutely love, and I'm a big fan of. You know? And if you are a person who loves a good sandwich spot, I got a couple that comes to mind, actually, when it comes to my two personal favorites. And this spot, I haven't gone to in a minute, but I'm going to change that, I promise. But there's this one spot in particular, and they make some amazing sandwiches, but especially their Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. Again, it's been a while. I can't believe it's been a while since I've gone there. It's a spot called Rondo's in South Boston, for the non-New Englander, the non-Bostonian. I'm telling you, there's something about the way that they make it. It's just perfect. I personally always, I love getting it with like the buffalo sauce, a little barbecue sauce, you know, get the melted cheese, like whether it was pepper jack, or even a provolone. But I always, by the way, always get it with pepper jack. It is a disgusting it's a guilty pleasure that I have. There you go. It's a guilty pleasure that I have. I can't help it. I just can't. You know, the one thing that I absolutely have come to appreciate, especially here in Boston, is that when it comes to great food, there's no shortage. There's no shortage of it at all whatsoever. And I'm telling you, it's absolutely marvelous. Now, there are some people who would say, that would say, you know what I could really go for right now? Some good old Southern comfort food. And this is a very special shout out that I'm about to do. I'm about to do this shout out because I'm serious when I say this. There's one specific spot that I go to. It's almost like a hole in the wall, so to speak, quote unquote. But this one is so unbelievably amazing that I actually brought some friends up from that were visiting from Philadelphia in South Jersey a little while back. It was actually back in December, as a matter of fact. And I brought them there and I said, you know, I actually want you guys to try this. You like good food? I got you. It's a spot in Cambridge, actually. And again, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. There's this spot in Cambridge that's called the Coast Cafe. I'm putting it out there right now that spot, in my humble opinion, is the best Southern food spot in the Boston area. Mark my words. If you want to call in and argue about it, I am open. Let's go. 855-915-9636. I'm telling you, when you go there, and I strongly recommend it. By the way, you could say that this is even a promotion, an on-air promotion of one of my favorite spots to visit. Fine. But I strongly recommend people go to Coast Cafe. And what do I usually get when I get there? It's always been either one of two things. I'm serious. So listen carefully. Take it for what it's worth. I always get the macaroni and cheese, because the macaroni and cheese is absolutely, oh my God. You know, I was actually just there on Friday night. I'm serious. I swear. I was just there on Friday night, ordered myself a large mac and cheese side. The guy who works behind the counter, and forgive me, the name escapes me at the moment, he gave me extra. He gave me an extra small little Tupperware. Are you kidding me? That was like the most awesome, the most heartwarming thing, because the man knows how much I love my mac and cheese. Disclaimer, I love mac and cheese so much that it is a disease. I do. Frankly, I really do. I'm telling you, I love mac and cheese so much that I personally, and now I want to tell you exactly how I found about this place in particular, the Coast Cafe in Cambridge, walking distance from Central Square. You'll thank me later. I promise you. If they ever ask you, how did you find out about this place? Just say, the host of the Shukri Wright Show, Shukri Wright, literally put me onto this. You will not regret it. I promise you. I give you my word, it is that good. But how did I find out about it? It's an interesting story, actually. This happened in June of 2017. It was one night, and I was very new. I was very new to living in Boston. I had relocated here, originally being from New York, but I relocated here from Philadelphia. And I was very new to the city in terms of, like, for example, I'm having a moment. I was, at the end of the day, fasting. I'm serious. And I was in the mood for country food, like Southern comfort food. I'm telling you. It was disgustingly outrageous that I spent, Lord knows how long, for however long I spent on the web, literally Googling Southern food. I'm not kidding you. And God, thank you so much for this blessing. I'm telling you, the first thing that came up was the Coos Cafe. It was like, I think at the time it was like a 4.5 out of 5 stars. And I'm like, huh? Oh, this is in Cambridge? Oh, say no more. Say no more. I got you. So I decided that I was going to take the bus. I was going to take the T. Took the 86 right from Brighton, right by the reservoir. Took it further into Brighton, transferred over to the 70. Hopped off there. I'm telling you, when I tried the mac and cheese, oh my God. I'm telling you, the Gouda that's in there, the way that they season it. I'm telling you, my mouth is watering just talking about it. It's absurd. But that's not even just the best part about it. It's not. I got more for you. I got more. The other one that I try every time that I've gone to the Coos Cafe, the deep fried chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a long time, very, very dear friend of mine named Anthony from high school that I have nothing but the utmost respect and love for. He came up to Boston to visit in December, and one of the things that I had him try was the chicken. And I'm telling you, the deep fried chicken, unreal. Un-freaking real. The way of how crispy it is and the juicy tenderness of the meat and how well that it's cooked. It's crispy and crunchy, but I'm telling you, you have that with the hot sauce? Oh my God, game changer. Absolute game changer. I'm telling you. And the other thing that I'm telling you, I got to put you on this as well. Because in terms of Southern food, I'm telling you, I am an absolute foodie. I just am. The other thing that I tried there that I absolutely fall in love with is their empanadas. They have some amazing empanadas. They have the beef and cheese, jerk chicken and cheese. Oh my God. Amongst others, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's $3 for one. I'm telling you, it's so worth it. So worth it. I'm telling you, it's truly that good. That's my favorite Southern spot in Boston. In the Boston area, that is. Excuse me. As it's in Cambridge, located walking distance from Central Square. Google it. It's called the Coos Cafe. And here's the catcher. It's so good that it's not opened every day. In fact, it's only open 4 days a week. I'm serious. Look it up. I'm serious. It's open Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's closed Sunday, Mondays, and Tuesdays. I'm not joking. So they're open again on Wednesday. Go there. And I promise you, tell them that the Strictly Right show put you onto this spot, you're going to love it. I promise. It's that good. Now, I got a question for you, the listener. Again, feel free to call in. Engage in this conversation. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. I got a question I got to ask you. When you're in Boston for a sporting event, whether if it's the Red Sox, Bruins, or the Celtics, heck, or even the Patriots down in Foxborough, south of the city, what's your favorite go-to spot to go to the pregame in terms of food? We're talking about in terms of food to pregame. What's your favorite? Call in. Call in to discuss. What is your favorite spot to go to pregame, to go to pregame in terms of food before going to a sporting event in Boston? I have a personal favorite. Seriously, I have a personal favorite. Whenever I'm going to Bruins games, there's one or two places that I personally love to go. Number one, the Hurricanes. Hurricane Bar and restaurant. Phenomenal. Phenomenal food. Phenomenal. The other one, and I gotta give it to them, I love going to the greatest bar and restaurant. I'm telling you. It's such a prototypical Boston sports bar and restaurant intertwined in one, like, where if you were in Boston and in around Boston during the Bruins Stanley Cup Finals run this past spring, that place, and of course in every other place in Boston, was packed with Bruins fans. And this is part of what makes this what makes Boston so freaking special is that we always show up. We always show up for our teams. But when it comes to food, Some people have preferences. And a female friend of mine named Elizabeth mentions that Tony C's, which is now on Jerry Remy's, or Boston Beer Works, is definitely one option. Personally, Tony C's is where it's at. Especially if you're going to the one by Fenway before a Red Sox game. Number one, the place is packed with Red Sox fans. Or even when, especially when there's Yankees Red Sox in town, the endless food options that you have. Amazing. Truly, truly amazing. And I'm telling you, it never gets old, especially if they happen to serve authentic New England clam chowder. Game over. Done. Done deal. Say no more. And my personal favorite, and I, for some reason, I just happen to have gotten a really bad addiction to this one in particular. Right by North Station, right by the Garden, there's Tavern in the Square, otherwise known as here locally as TITS. The acronym, literally, TITS. T-I-T-I-T-S, Tavern in the Square. They have some amazing desserts. Especially their chocolate cake, their cakes. And their warm fudge cookie sundae. I had it back in, I believe it was May. Early May. Yeah, it was early May. Oh my, it's truly, truly heartwarming and heart-melting. Seriously, it's truly amazing just having that, especially at the end of a day, you're in the mood for something sweet. You know what? There you go. There you have it. Now, I'm open to suggestions as well. What are your spots? Tell me. Because the great thing about New England, especially greater Boston, food. The options of the food here is absolutely tremendous and fabulous. Never gets old. So call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I need help. I need help. Because I have a really bad mac and cheese problem. And it doesn't help that I happen to actually enjoy great barbecue. I love great barbecue. So if any of you know anything in regards to good barbecue food, where to go in this city or even in this region, holla at your boy. Let me know. Let me know what's up. Because I've traveled a great deal in this region. I have. So much so where it's like, you know, I'm always open to travel to different parts of the region, check out new places that I've never gone to before, you know, and get acclimated with these places. I love it. I absolutely love it. But I want to go somewhere where I haven't gone before. And actually, I want to share with you a true story. And I know I've said repetitively how much I love mac and cheese, but this true story was something that I actually did in 2016, visiting Boston at the time. It was before I moved there. In 2016, I decided that I was going to look into some of the best mac and cheese in the Boston area. True story. I decided to Google it. I actually decided to Google it, and so much so that I looked into an article that was actually published by Catherine Smart of the Boston Globe on January 25th, 2016. So when I decided to look into it, I said, you know, I actually would like nothing more than to go on a little macaroni and cheese tour. What do you mean? Allow me to explain. I decided that based on this list by the Boston Globe, And I gotta put you on something here. If these places are being listed in the Boston Globe, you better believe there's gotta be a reason why this place was listed. And it ought to be good, right? So here's what I did. I'm gonna scroll down the article. One place that I visited in Dorchester is right across from the Ashmont station on the Red Line for Ashmont in Dorchester. It's a spot called Ashmont Grill. I went there. And it's very, very, very cheesy. I'm telling you. It's got... I'm telling you, it's got like caramelized blanket of more cheese, like the Fontina, the cheddar, the Jack, all that fun stuff. And when I bit into it, it was like, oh my God, this is so cheesy. This is so cheesy. This is like an overflow of joy. Like, yes, this is what I want. Cheesiness. Give it to me. But it can't be to a point where it's like, whoa, dude, this is too much. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are we doing here? Stop it. Stop. So I said, you know, okay, I like it. I'm impressed. But you know what? It's got to be more. Honestly, I went. This started like I think spring of 2016. If my memory serves me correctly, if not, I believe it was. Yeah, it was spring 2016 when it started. So I continued. I went to Eastern Standard. Those that don't know, Eastern Standard is actually right next to Fenway. It's in Kenmore Square, as a matter of fact, to be exact. Went there and tried their mac and cheese. Their mac and cheese was just amazing. Oh my God. Yes. Tremendous. And the way that I make it, it comes in like in a cast iron skillet. It's got like four different cheeses. You know, the funky taleggio, creamy fontina, sharp cheddar, and the incomparable meltable American cheese. Personally, I'm not a fan of American cheese, but in this case, I had to make an exception because it was that good. But I'm telling you, the fact that they made it with like breadcrumbs, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Fun fact. I've only been to Grumpy White's once down in Quincy. I've only been there once. Again, also 2016. It was actually okay. You know? Like, it was actually okay. I enjoyed it, but for my standards, I thought it was decent. It was good. But I wasn't blown away. Like, honestly speaking, I just wasn't blown away. However, there's this one spot that I went to near Inman Square in Cambridge that I really, really, really liked. And that was to this spot called Topello. Topello is in Inman Square. And I'm telling you, they have like amazing jalapeno mac and cheese. It's a side, but I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's made with these pickled jalapenos and the sliced scallions. And when you have those two mixed in together, it's like a combustible mouth orgasm. Like, yes, I gotta have it. I gotta get it. I gotta have it. You know, I know talking about all this food and all this mac and cheese and all this stuff, it's gotta be nauseating. I get it, whatever. But it's so good. I mean, I have never been to Silverstone. Where is that, by the way? Hit me up on Twitter at Shukri Writes. Silver Gone or wherever it's called. I have no idea. But anyway, hit me up at Shukri Writes on Twitter. And to finish up my thoughts, listen, I'm a foodie. Seriously. I'm an absolute food man. And I am open to trying amazing seafood. By the way, last summer, thanks to a good friend of mine, I tried my first authentic New England lobster roll. I'm serious. Last summer, I tried it for the first time. I went to Rockport last summer, 2018. Haven't been back since. I actually need to make my way back up there again before the month's over. And I went to this spot called Bareneck, I think Bistro, I believe it's called. Yeah. And the lobster roll that I had was hot. Perfect. Perfectly made with butter, the lobster meat just done right. It was just perfect. It was my first authentic New England lobster roll, and I'm telling you, it changed my life. It truly changed my life. And the fact that you can even dip it, You can pour butter on it, or you can dip it inside the butter. I know I made God knows how many people hungry right now, but you know what? Not sorry. I'm not sorry. You know, but I can sit here and talk about great food for the next 3 hours at a time, you know, but time will not allow me to do that. So this will have to suffice. So again, if you'd like to engage with me on social media, follow me on Twitter at Shukri Writes. That's spelled S-H-U-K-R-I Writes, W-R-I-G-H-T-S. You can also follow me on Instagram as well, at Mr. Dot_Traveler. That's Mr. Dot_Traveler. You can follow me on through there as well. I'll be back again next week with the Shukri Writes Show at its regularly scheduled time, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on the same airwaves on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Until then, it's been an absolute blast filling in for Detox Mansion. It's been awesome talking with you guys today for the last couple of hours. And we got a game to look forward to this Thursday night for the Patriots. They play the Panthers Thursday night, 7:30. Can't wait. Week 3, preseason. But today, there's more preseason football to be watched, actually. There's a game at 4 o'clock, as a matter of fact. The Saints and Chargers at 4. Believe that's on CBS. Yes, that is on CBS at 4 o'clock. And also, the Seahawks and Vikings. That game is at 8 o'clock tonight. That game is also on Fox as well. And then tomorrow night, there is Monday Night Football. So there's a full night, a full afternoon and night of football, preseason football to watch. Can't wait. 49ers, Broncos, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on ESPN television as well. So until then, until next Saturday morning, 6 a.m., this has been Shukri Writes on the Shukri Writes Show, filling in. And you've been listening to the Shukri Writes Show.